Melusi's Everyday Zulu, turning isiZulu into Easy Zulu on East Coast Breakfast.
And with that, we say, Sawubona Melusi!
Awe, ita Melusi
Buda! Showcase!
Zanbonani, zanbonani.
Ita, what's our word of the day, boss?
Umkhuhlane.
Eish.
I feel like that's something we should petwe.
You should what?
We should
it's
what?
It's like, upetwe yini. It's like, upetwe umkhuhlane.
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 Or umkhuhlane.
See, you're doing them schlang, I think.
I'm trying to avoid that.
You're doing it.
Did I walk into it? Umkhuhlane.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now that I can say it, what does it mean?
It's an illness, but specifically the cold.
Oh! So
if you've got a cold, yeah. And it's that time of the year.
Oh, that's a tough one, because if you've got a cold, your nose is blocked, and it's going to be...
Yeah, exactly. Hey, but you got the HL sound, right? So maybe we just fixed something for all us Caucasians. I live in Umkhanga.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Right, Kiri Miller.
Because try Umgloti.
Umgloti.
Oh, my word. Kiri Miller, look at you. It
works. Umkhanga.
What? We just came up with a transformative thing.
Umgloti and Umkhanga are quite different. The one is HL, the other is DL.
I don't understand that Nabo Melo. So go to where do they see the H and the L in Umgloti?
There's a DL in Umgloti.
Oh, there is a DL, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
So, no, but yeah, still, Umgloti. Why are they saying Umkhanga? All right, so...
Anyway, back to Umkhuhlane.
Umkhuhlane.
Yes, so for instance, the way English speakers pronounce Umkhuhlane, Umkhuhlane, that. Nipeto Umkhuhlane.
Okay, Sky? No, wait. You know how well Kerry's been excelling, and I feel that she's riding on your coattails.
Okay, yeah.
So Kerry Miller, I mean, you've been a 100% student for a while now, and I want you to prove it. Come to the front of the class. No, stand up, please. Point at the board.
Yeah, ha. Umangi vagashela abazali abahlala ekhapha ngiphethwe kumkhuhlane ngoba kumakhaza khona. Was that fine? No.
Palando. Palando. Palando.
Really?
No. Yeah, no.
Was it okay?
Palando.
Yeah, nailed it.
Palando.
So when I went to go visit vagashela abazali bami, my parents and bahlala ekhapha, they live in Cape Town, ngiphethwe kumkhuhlane, I come down with, I suffer from flu because ngoba kumakhaza khona, it's cold there.
Yes.
Kiri, I don't know how did you get that much better from last week?
I spent 2 days with Sky over the weekend and we drank out the same glass.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
You seem to have a Zulu injection.
Yeah,
she went to see someone to get the Zulu in her.
I saw one of those numbers on the side and said, do you want to learn Zulu overnight and bring back Lost Lover? I did both.
That's amazing.
What do you say about Lost Lover?
Aziz Koko Manje.
Is that so somebody put the Zulu in you?
Oh,
guys.
Everyone's got a little Zulu in them.
Oh, wow.
I can't top that, bro.
That was so good.
I know. But this is a fun fact about Sky.
You do sound like you have umkhuhlane right now.
I know. Njalo ngoJune. And I have this on record with the doctors. Njalo ngoJune, ngiphathwa umkhuhlane.
Always in June.
Always in June?
Yeah. Always in June.
Flu.
So I hear you. But you know what Sky's like? Can I help you here, Melusi?
Please. No,
Sky will phone our program manager, Zane, on a Thursday and say, boss, I won't be in on Monday. And the boss will say, why? He says, no, on Monday, I'm going to have umkhuhlane. But you know, today, yeah. How do you feel today? I'm fine. But on Monday, I'll have umkhuhlane.
So Kids of KZN, if you can use the word umkhuhlane in a sentence, send us a voice note right now to this number, 061-792-9495. Did I get it right?
Thank you, Melusi.
No, thank you, guys.
Hey, Tara.